Today on Bold Steps with Mark Job, we'll learn to see our true identity in Christ.
Now that you have a new identity, the things that you valued before, you should not value like you valued before. Your heart is different. Your language is different. Your lifestyle is different. You have a new identity. So now you need to take the perspective of that new identity that you have in God, and we need to think different.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Job, President of Moody Bible Institute and the Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? I'm not talking about your physical appearance. We could all make some tweaks and changes. I'm talking about who you are, your character, and your identity. Well, today, Mark, we're starting this new series called In His Image, Renewing Relationships.
Wayne, the way we project ourselves to people, the way we interact with people is very, very rooted in how we see ourselves.
Yes.
And how we see ourselves is very rooted in our relationship with God. And so this is going to be a powerful passage, and we're going to talk about four things that new identity will do to transform you.
We're turning to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3 is our guide. So let's jump into the message. It's titled, Rethinking Your Identity.
Some of you, when you got up this morning, you groggily stumbled out of bed, dragged your feet over to a mirror, and you looked in the mirror, and you thought, wow, I look rough. Because a mirror is a reflection of what you see externally. A mirror tells you something about what you look like. But there's something deeper happening behind the mirror thing. Sometimes behind the mirror, it's not just what you see, it's the identity that you perceive that's important. One out of every four women in North America struggles with an eating disorder. She perceives herself in such a way that she will go to bulimia or anorexia, or there's multiple eating disorders because what she sees in the mirror she does not like. Do you realize that what you see doesn't always tell you the reality of your identity? For example, anorexia is a disease in which a person feels like they're too fat. And so they will typically work out in extreme ways and eat very little. And extreme anorexia or progressive anorexia, a young lady, it can affect men or women, but primarily women. A woman will be skin and bones, almost a skeleton. And when she looks in the mirror, she says to herself, I'm too fat. Now, the reality is she's on starvation mode, but in her mind, she thinks, I'm too fat. And there's women that literally will starve themselves to death because when they look at the mirror, in their mind, they do not see what the mirror is telling them. They have an identity of being overweight, but in reality, the mirror is telling them something else. Because what the image that you have in your mind is more powerful than the image that you see in the mirror. That's called identity. Identity. I don't know if you look in the mirror and you despise what you see. I don't know if you look in the mirror and you see shame. But here's what I know. If you view yourself as someone that's failed and someone that is worth very little and someone that has shame in your life, then when you walk into a room like this, you will relate to other people in a shameful way. In other words, you'll be insecure about who you are because no matter who you're around, you look at yourself and say, I'm less than they are. If you look at yourself with pride, then no matter what room you walk into, you'll think I'm better than they are. Because your identity, how you see yourself, determines how you relate to the people that are around you. And that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is talking about in Colossians chapter 3. He's talking about the identity of a believer and how it affects our life and the people that we relate to. And so I'm going to ask that you turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3, the third chapter of Colossians. Your new identity is such a powerful force that God wants to use it to reshape your life and your relationships. Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, says this: "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Verse 5 says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to the earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life that you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all in all. Christ is in all." Word of the Lord. I want to talk to you about four things that you need to grasp, or four things that identity will do to transform you when you grasp it. Are you with me? I got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm going to teach you. It's a hard teaching. Some of you are going to squirm under it. Sometimes the word makes us squirm. If every time you go to church you just feel good and you never squirm, then the preacher's not preaching all of the word. He's just preaching the encouraging parts. The word of God should make us squirm at times. Sometimes we should say amen, and sometimes we should say ouch. Here we go. Your new identity is a powerful force that's used to reshape your life. And there's four things that I want you to understand about new identity. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. Your new identity requires you to see life and others from a new perspective. The first two chapters of Colossians, which the Apostle Paul wrote to a city that was called Colossae, the first chapter has to deal with the supremacy of Christ. In the first chapter, the Apostle Paul keeps talking about how great Christ is. He's bigger than angels, bigger than life. He's bigger than anything on earth. It's the supremacy of Christ. He's the image of the invisible God. There is no one like him. He's above everything else in life. The second chapter of Colossians, the Apostle Paul talks to them about heresies and wrong doctrines that they're believing, and talks to them about the fact that they cannot be sucked in to moralism or religion, but they need to base their relationship on Christ. The third chapter of Colossians, the Apostle Paul now talks to us about the practicalities of what it means to live our new identity in Christ. And so he tells them a couple of things that are really important to grasp. Number one, he says, since then, since Christ is above all, and since you need to be living your life in Christ, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Since you have been raised with Christ. We have been raised with Christ. Think about that for a moment. The Bible tells us that Christ was crucified, he died, he was buried, he rose on the what? On the third day, And then what happens after his resurrection? He what? He ascended into heaven. Death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. The disciples watched as Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, and Scripture tells us that Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of his Father. The right hand is the position of power. He sits at the right hand of the throne of God. It tells us in Scripture that he's above principality, power, death, sickness, disease. There's nothing that is greater than Christ because he's at the right hand of the Father. Now, Paul tells us that spiritually, you also have been raised with Christ. That means that whatever happened to Christ also happened to us spiritually. We also were crucified. You say, I don't remember being crucified. That's because physically you have not been crucified, but spiritually your old man has been crucified, put to death. Your old man, the old self, the old you, was buried. Baptism shows us that your new self washed and cleansed, has been resurrected. And now, spiritually, we positionally also have been raised, and we are with Christ at the right hand of the Father spiritually. What does that mean to us? Well, it means a couple of things, he says. It means, number one, that we are to set our hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So it means that we have a different value system. Set your hearts on things above.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Job. He'll continue the message in just a moment. Mark, you ever go down the highway and ignore the signposts that you see there and just, it doesn't matter where I'm going?
Well, my wife says I do that a lot.
Well, we have a resource for listeners that will use those signposts of life to guide you on the road trip that Jesus wants us to take.
Absolutely. And we're excited about this resource, Wayne. It's written by Mark Sayers, The Road Trip That Changed the World. And it is written in a compelling, powerful way. And we really want to try to get our listeners a copy of this into their hands.
We can do that when you call us at 844-615-7363 or give a gift to Bold Steps and ask for the book at our website, boldstepsradio.org. And I'll never see signposts the same way after reading this book. Let's get back to our message now, Rethinking Your Identity, Colossians 3. Here again is Mark Job.
When you start living from a spiritual perspective in which you have an identity that's different, you'll start valuing different things. When you set your heart on things that are above, it means that the things that are on earth are of less value. How many of you know that we get sucked into the earthly value system? It's really easy to start valuing things that have really little value. Do you know that everything on earth is going to burn and dissolve and go away? I have never seen a funeral car carrying a U-Haul behind it. Never. Because we take nothing with us. None of it will go with us. And in the end, it all deteriorates. It all burns. It all falls apart. It all turns to dust. But so many of us get so consumed in things that really do not matter in life. Oh, I know you just got that new car. Oh, it's sweet looking. You polish it every other day. It still has that new car smell when you walk inside. You know, you sit down and you think, aha, this is a beauty. It makes you feel better about yourself, doesn't it? You drove that little old rusty thing for a while. Now that new car, you like to drive in the neighborhood, roll down your window, say, hey, it's me. Because it makes you feel like, hey, me is my car. My car and I are one together. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know, when you get that new car, you park way in the other side of the parking lot so no car will park beside you and ding you. Because you know all these people that open the car, ding your car a little bit. When your kid drops a Cheeto in the back seat, you have a fit over it. I can't believe it. Oh, a Cheeto in my car. And the truth is that you could get all bent out of shape over that car, but that car within a few years will devalue, will have rust spots, will have dings in it, and is worth eternally very little value. We get caught up in the things of the world, caught up in earthly things that we put high value upon, but what the Apostle Paul is saying is you have a new identity, so you need to see things from a new perspective. What really should matter in life are things that have eternal value, things that last. And Scripture tells us that there's only two things that last forever. One, our people's souls last forever. And secondly, is the Word of God. It lasts forever. Everything else will fall apart, will burn, will go to dust. Only two things have eternal value on earth, and it's people and the Word of God. And so what the Apostle Paul says, from this new perspective, you need to set your hearts on things that are above where Christ is seated and start to take on new values instead of being consumed with the values of the world. Number two, not only are you to set your heart, but set your minds on things that are above. So we need to value different. In verse 2, set your minds on things that are above and not earthly things, and we need to think different. We need to start setting our minds on things above means focus on eternal rather than temporal. Our new thinking comes from the understanding of our new position. And then he goes on and tells us this. For you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ with God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear. I want you to listen to me because this is huge. Many of us as believers, we value the same things that our neighbors value, and we think the way that our neighbors think. And God is saying, you're different. Value things different. Think different than the world. Do you remember what Jesus said about what we value? Jesus said, where our heart is, or where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. Do you remember that verse? It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let me ask you a question. Where's your treasure? Because when I find your treasure, I'll find your heart. Whatever you value the most in life is where your heart will be. You'll be into it. If someone's into their job, then their heart's going to be there. They treasure it. That's what they're going to think about, talk about, value, celebrate. When a couple starts dating and the guy's really into his girlfriend and she's really into him, then they talk about it all the time. She'll say, oh, it's been so long since I talked to you. Yeah, it was 15 minutes ago. What are you doing now? What are you eating? Oh, miss you, love you, kiss you. Can't wait to see you again. They're just into each other, because their heart is there. They value that, so they're super into each other. Because their heart is there, so their treasure's there, and they value it. Fast forward 20 years later into marriage. No, I'm not going to go there. If it's a good marriage, they'll be more into it. If it's a bad marriage, things change quite a bit. But if your heart is in the things of God, by the way, into spiritual things, someone shouldn't have to drag you to church on Sunday morning. Some of you came hungry for the Word. Man, I can't wait to get there, get into the Word. I got my Bible. I got my notes. I want to worship. Let me get there early so I can get a parking lot, not miss one part of the worship song. I want to stay there. Jesus, talk to me. And you're like, I'm ready, because your heart is in the spiritual things. You're wanting to grow, learn, because your heart is in spiritual matters. And then others. Do I have to go this morning? I can watch Pastor Mark on live stream. I hope he doesn't go overtime, because last week, you know, he went over like 15 minutes. What does he think? That we all have all day? Because when your heart is into something, your treasure's there. Whatever you treasure, your heart is into. What you don't treasure, your heart is not into. What the Apostle Paul is telling the Colossian believers is that now that you have a new identity, the things that you valued before, you should not value like you valued before. Because you have a new identity, you are followers of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of the Most High God. You operate at a different way of living. Your mind does not live here. It's halfway there, halfway here. Your values are different. Your heart is different. Your language is different. Your lifestyle is different. You have a new identity, so now you need to take the perspective of that new identity that you have in God, and it will change the way you are. And he says, by the way, your old self, look at what it says in verse 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ in God. The Apostle Paul says of us that we died. Now, does that sound strange to you that he refers to us as having died? Well, what the Apostle Paul is saying is that the old you died. The old you, when you came to Christ, has been put to death, crucified. When you go into the waters of baptism, we celebrate that. That the old you that was following the flesh and the earth and living like the culture's living, that old self is dead, put to death. No longer alive, no voice, no walk, no influence, put to death. When we come out of the waters of baptism, it's a sign that our new self has been resurrected now. And let me just explain a little bit what happens. And this goes into a little bit the theology of rebirth. When you come to God, not to religion, but when you come to God, and you surrender your life to Christ, and you say, I understand the gospel finally, the good news that Jesus died on a cross, being all God and all man. And he died because I needed a way to God, and there's no other way to get to God except through the cross of Jesus. And I surrender my life to him as Lord and Savior, and I believe, repent, and I'm willing to take the step of believer's baptism, then the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, comes and invades my body, and I am now born again. The old has gone, and the new has come. The moment that happens in my life, I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You may get up and look at yourself and say, well, I look the same. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit doesn't do liposuction, but he does do Holy Spirit soul transformation. So you may look the same on the outside, but inside something irrevocable has happened. You have now become what the Bible calls a new creation, born again, transformed, sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You will never go back to who you used to be. You can try to fight it, you can try to resist it, but you will never go back to who you used to be. Because you are sealed unto the day of redemption by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, this is Bold Steps, and you're listening to Pastor Mark Job. To hear today's new message again, or to hear all of Mark's previously recorded messages, visit us online at boldstepsradio.org. Here at Bold Steps, we're pleased to offer you these daily Bible studies along with a variety of resources that are designed to help you grow and transform into a mature follower of Christ. And this is all made possible because of our partnership with listeners like you. When you become a Bold Partner, you're helping others all across the country hear the transformational and life-giving message of the gospel. And so we'd like to invite you to partner with us as we continue this mission of reaching people with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can do that when you commit to a monthly gift of any amount. And as an added bonus, when you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll also receive a 50% discount on the entire Moody Publishers catalog, including all of our Bible studies, Christian living accessories, DVDs, children's books, and so much more. Partner with us today when you visit boldstepsradio.org. Or call us. Our phone number, 844-615-7363. 844 615-7363. And if you'd like to send a one-time donation in the mail, address your envelope to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. When you give a gift of any amount, we'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Mark Sayer's book that we mentioned earlier called The Road Trip That Changed the World. Mark has unlocked the cultural code of millions of young adults across the world, and this is one book you need to read today. It's only available for a few more days, so request it at boldstepsradio.org. Or, if you are a Bold partner, request the book through our exclusive bi-weekly email. I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you to join us again tomorrow. We'll be learning what it means to live in the image of God. It's coming up Wednesday, so be listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.